Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Now join us for part two of Walking in the Spirit.
And a friend, that's the presence and the power and the personhood of God, the Holy Spirit, right here with us and in us. We need the gifts of God. We need the Holy Spirit gifts for edifying and building up the church. And that's what he gave those gifts for. But listen, that's not the only job that the Holy Spirit wants to do. See, have you ever heard of a perk? You know, a perk, like one time my boss, which happens to be my dad, decided that he was going to take me on a wild exotic game ranch. And I got to shoot a massive animal. Some of y'all might not like that. I'm sorry. But it was called a perk. That's what I called it. And it was a blessing. And not that I want to say anything that would be wrong about saying the Holy Spirit gift is a perk, but what I want you to understand is the Holy Spirit gifts are a given in our life as we are walking with God, because the Holy Spirit is residing in us. And I want us to know that we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit will operate as we walk in a relationship with Him, because it's going to be an outward manifestation of the presence of God in our lives. It's going to be the Holy Spirit moving through our lives, because when you minister in a gift of the Spirit of God, listen, you've got to minister in faith. The gifts of God operate. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, I'm getting somewhere, I promise. The gifts of the Holy Spirit operate in faith and through an overflow of your relationship with God. So call it a perk, call it a given, call it a byproduct of your walk with God. Because listen, you can't buy it, you can't manufacture it, you can't make those things happen. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives. But listen, so we want to walk in the Holy Spirit. We want to step out in faith and hear what He's saying and do it, no matter what it is. No matter if it's simply Him whispering in our ear, someone to pray about, someone to pray for. Let's pray. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit. Listen, yielding to the Holy Spirit means giving way to the Holy Spirit. Listen, if we're going to walk in the Holy Spirit, we're going to have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Romans 6 tells us that we're going to yield to something.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
We are going to yield to something. Are we going to yield to our sinful selves, as the New Century Version calls it, or the lust of the flesh? Are we going to yield to the Holy Spirit? I want to yield to Him. I want to be filled with Him. I want to see the gifts of the Spirit operating in brothers and sisters and building up the church. He said it's for everyone. It's to edify everyone, to profit with all. That's what He says. The gifts are to profit with all. That means everybody. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has a purpose in our life, and it's more than gifts. I want you to know that this morning. Those are ours. Say it out loud. Those are ours. The gifts should be in operation as an overflow, and they're ministered through faith by the unctioning of the Holy Ghost. The gifts are not relationship, and they're not the purpose, the full purpose of the Holy Spirit. Listen, that's a vehicle. That's an avenue. That's something that God uses in your life. But listen, God uses those things in our lives, each one of us, to build each other up. That God uses those things in our life. But the Holy Spirit wants to do something more in our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to see us changed into more of His image and His likeness. And listen, the gifts, they are awesome. God moves awesome. I can't wait to get in the presence of God. When there's a prayer line, I promise you, I'm first in line when I'm not ministering. Because I want to get everything He has. But listen, what if I stopped right there? What if I stopped right there? What if I misrepresented it? What if I stopped right there and I thought that just praying in the Holy Spirit language was walking in the Spirit? What if I stopped right there and I thought seeing the sick healed was walking in the Holy Spirit? It's all important, but the Holy Spirit has come to draw us into a love relationship with Him.
He restores our soul. He restores my soul. The Lord wants to restore to you the joy of His salvation.
Restore me to the joy.
He wants to give you a willing spirit to obey.
Give me a willing spirit to obey.
He's not going to cast you out of His presence.
Don't cast me away from your presence.
Lord, we need you.
I need you, Lord.
We need restoration.
I need restoration.
The Lord wants to bring restoration to your life.
You guys,
so you can restore others.
You satisfy.
The enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy.
You refresh.
But God is able to give us abundant life.
You repair.
He's able to restore and recover all the years that the enemy has tried to steal.
Just let His love wash over you.
I will restore to you.
He's never gonna change His mind.
That I've been stolen from you.
He'll bring the restoration to your life.
I will restore.
He'll give you, His strength.
You will have peace.
Just wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. The Lord guides, satisfies me, rebuilds and renews me. He gives us His strength. He refines and renews me, fills me up to overflowing. He's given back to you. You will have His plenty. No more shame.
See, you're a new person in Christ, a new being. And no longer does your old life and your old ways dictate who you are. Does it dictate your future? Your old life is gone, and a new life has come. You are now a child of the King. His kingdom is light, and there's no darkness there. As you wait on the Lord, your strength will be renewed. You will have strength and stamina for whatever life brings. He's not a man that He would lie to you, but all of His promises are yes and amen over your life. He will be faithful to show you what you need to walk in wholeness, wellness, and for the pieces of your broken life to be put back together again. There's nothing too hard for God. He said, you haven't went too far where I can't find you. You haven't gotten to a place where I can't rescue you. He wants to restore to you all the years that have been devoured and destroyed. You will have plenty.
Just wait upon the Lord.
Praise His name. You will not be put to shame anymore.
He'll give you His strength. Wait upon the Lord. He'll give you His strength.
To show you what to do. Every gift that He pours out, every revelation, knowledge that He pours out, everything that He pours out brings glory to Jesus. Everything that He does brings glory to Jesus. Somebody receives a word of knowledge, listen, they're going to give glory to Jesus. When someone receives a prophetic word, that might be just what they needed. A word that says, you know what? God loves you. That word right there, looking somebody straight in the eye and saying, God loves you, that could bring them to Jesus today.
Just wait upon the Lord.
That could bring them from a point of bondage and misery and walking in circles in their life and not knowing what to do to the point that to understanding that God really loves them and that they have a comforter, and that is the Holy Spirit who has been sent to them, and they're no longer alone. And they can be washed and they can be cleansed. And see, He wants us to have a personal relationship with you. So listen, the Holy Spirit's purpose, what is it in our life? The Holy Spirit's purpose is to prepare a spotless bride for Jesus Christ. Everything that the Holy Spirit does is somehow connected to preparing the bride for adorning the bride. He takes joy in us. He takes joy in seeing the Spirit of God move through us and in us and around us. And he wants to see us changed more into his image and his likeness. How do we know that's taken place? Because the personhood of the Holy Spirit shows up in our lives. Galatians 5:22 says, and the fruit of the Spirit, who he is, the personhood of the Holy Spirit, who he is. Listen, it starts showing up in our life. And we know we're changed and the Holy Spirit's coming in. We're walking with him. We're listening to him. And the Holy Spirit starts coming into our life and there starts being love where there wasn't any. There starts being joy where there wasn't any. Lord, oh me, oh my. There starts being peace.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast today. I hope you have been encouraged. We're going to conclude this program with a title track from our new soaking CD, Thirsty. I hope you enjoy it. God bless you.
God desires for your heart to be a habitation for his presence. Lord, we just come into your presence right now. Lord, we honor you. And we're thirsty for your presence. I set my heart and my soul to seek my Lord today. We seek your face. We know that when we seek you with our whole heart, that we'll find you. I'm thirsty, Lord. Just tell him right now, I'm thirsty, Lord. Thirsty for your presence. Fill me up. As the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. Each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon you. Through the night we sing his songs and we pray to God who gives us life. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up to the overflow of your presence. Fill our hearts with your love, God. Fill our hearts with your joy as we soak in your presence today. Just tell him right now, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for you. I need to take a drink of the living water. Nothing else will ever satisfy me but your presence, Lord. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet. Let me see your face, for your face is lovely. As I seek you with my whole heart, Lord, I know today, right now, that I find you. Fill me up, fill me up with your love, God. Fill me up with your
Mustard Seed Productions, Sounds of Faith.